all of this will we or won't we shut down talk has you and your colleagues nervous and frustrated, but there are some ways to stay positive. Eric Payne is a consultant at a local government contractor writing about that subject on GovLoop. And Eric, I appreciate you being on this afternoon. It's a crazy Friday, isn't it?
Good afternoon. It sure is.
When all of these things are going on, all of these uncertainties exist, how do you continue to be innovative and keep the juices flowing, so to speak?
I think, what I did on GovLoop is the people there are using the social media to make connections. And so that's something that they're doing to make new friends, get the support groups together, and come up with ideas about how people are going to deal with a potential shutdown.
The potential exists for a tremendous brainstorming session that requires none of the resources that you would use at your agency and none of the infrastructure that you would use at your agency because of these kinds of tools like GovLoop and so on that are out there that allow you to stay connected while still not doing anything you shouldn't be doing.
Right, and I think these are tools that exist now that didn't exist back in the mid-90s. So we have, people have the LinkedIn and GovLoop, and they can continue their connections even if the government is shut down.
I like your reference in this piece, which, by the way, is linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth because I think it's really valuable. You talk about mental fitness, which I think is a really good term. Explain what you mean by that and why you think that's important.
Well, I think the mental fitness is about a lot about just understanding your strengths, your mental strengths, and how you've maybe weathered previous adversity. Everyone's gone through some kind of adversity in their life, and they've had to leverage their own coping mechanisms. And so looking back on those coping mechanisms that you've used in the past can help you with this current situation.
As people try to figure out what all of this means and following all the things in the news and on and on and on, it is real easy, I think, to get sucked into a pessimistic, glass-half-empty mentality. What are your thoughts about trying to stay positive and the importance that that has in being able to then connect with people like you're talking about and keep the creative juices flowing?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of psychologists and counselors can probably talk to this better than I could, but I think there's a lot of evidence that taking a positive outlook on adversity helps you much better than a negative one. I think if you tell yourself this is temporary, there's things that I can do about this. I'm not necessarily you don't just take the victim approach, but you take the you become active in your own rescue, so to speak. Those kind of positive thinking has been proven to help people, whether it's a natural disaster or a setback with your family. Those kind of positive thinking puts you in the right mind to take the appropriate steps and not just wallow in the difficulties.
And one of the things that's interesting about that to me, Eric, is that no matter what you read, no matter how new or old it is, when you read about positive attitude stuff, it is all immersed in maintaining relationships and making sure that you're staying connected to other people. Not even necessarily, I want to keep my positive attitude for work, so I'm going to stay connected to work people. But just being involved with some community of some people that you share some bond with so that you can relate to them and share that connection.
Right. Misery loves company sometimes. And it's also those people can help you understand if you're having if your anxiety is disproportionate to the circumstances. Am I making too big a deal of this? Your friends and family and coworkers can help you, to put it in perspective.
All right. This is a great piece, as I mentioned. It's posted on GovLoop, and I encourage anybody who is feeling a little bit of angst about what's going on here to check it out. Eric, I appreciate you being here with me to talk about it this afternoon.